Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call. 95.7 The Game. Thanks to Will Richard. Hey, we're having a Warrior Summit, and it's Thursday, November 6th. What's that, 2 weeks from now? Sir? 2 weeks from now? Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warrior season. We're doing it a little bit different this time around. It's going to be 9 games into the season to give it a different flavor. Willard and Dibs from 2 to 4. All the hosts from 4 to 6. Live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there. That's the next summit.
Let's go, baby. 6-hour shift for us, baby. Like those. Remember last year everybody voted you would be the last one to show up?
And was I?
Yeah. And they put the video together.
Well, that's because we had to leave here at 2:30 on a weekday and drive down to Gilroy.
No.
Where were we?
San Jose.
San Jose. But it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. And, looking forward to this summit this year. November 6th. Warriors beat the Nuggets last night. 137-131. Another classic game from Steph Curry. 16 straight points at one point. Bridging the fourth quarter in overtime. Everybody had a hand in it. Big plays by Horford. Butler made a big shot.
Yeah.
Will Richard chipping in. Draymond solid. And the Warriors are 2-0. And if I were to ask Warrior fans, what's the best part of this start so far? And I get it. It's 2 games. But there's a lot of good stuff going on with the Golden State Warriors right now. And if I were to ask you, Goo, what's been the best part so far?
The depth. The fact that right now through 9 quarters, it looks like the depth, strength in numbers could be on its way back. Now, there's a mandatory part of that with the, if you're pacing the guys and, you know, Horford. But, Steiny, the depth is exciting to me. And what if I told you we really haven't even, Steve Kerr hadn't even tapped into it to a bit because there's some other guys that might get some shots like TJD, Spencer, and Santos.
Yeah, not to mention Moody hasn't played yet.
I didn't even mention Moody.
Melton hasn't played yet.
And Seth Curry. That's too many, right?
Damn. Yes, that is too many.
But man, was it 20 people already? Man.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. What's been the best part of this start for the Golden State Warriors? I mean, I think you could take your pick. I would say one of the best things is Jonathan Kuminga.
Man, shame on me, man.
Because he displayed a little something different in the preseason, and he looks like a different player. than he does in the past. It sure seems like he's trying to do all the right things. I look at last night's game again, very under control. Didn't hurt you at all, and I don't mean that in a condescending way, but like it would really be nice for Jonathan Kuminga if this lineup would be something that they could kind of hang their hat on, because then he becomes a guy that's a big part of a lineup that they use a fair amount, and it almost ensures that he would get enough playing time.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't even know which way to attack it, because I went home, Stoney, I'm such a nerd. I went and watched the ESPN broadcast, and hearing Curry at the end of the game talk about what you talked about, that Kerr and the gang hadn't even really talked about this lineup. And I'm just, here I go. Does Moses Moody have so much cachet or an ego to where, and I don't believe so, that if he did come back tonight and if he's due to play, let's just say he came off the bench, I don't think that's an issue to where Moses would be pouting, or has he ever shown us he's that type of guy to where it'd be a big deal? And why Jonathan Kuminga in 36 minutes, you know, had 5 rebounds, Stoney, 3 assists, and like you said, plus 8 on the night, 6 of 11 from the floor. Why wouldn't you continue to run that lineup out?
I mean, the only thing I could think of is if Steve Kerr thinks he sees something in the matchup specifically against a certain team. The other thing is tonight you can't start that lineup.
Oh, well, you're right, because Horford's not playing.
Yeah, so but again, like, this is where Kuminga is going to have to continue to grow. He may come off the bench tonight, but he's going to play.
No doubt. And he might finish.
He might, and he's got to he's going to play because they need him to play. They need all their young guys to play on nights like tonight. This is Steve Kerr talking about that combination, that five-man combination of Curry, Kuminga, Butler, Green, Horford.
We never even talked about that combination until tonight, but it just felt like the right thing to do. I mean, they were having their way with us throughout the game. They shot 54%. You know, Gordon with 50. I mean, we just couldn't stop them. So we felt like to win the game, we were going to have to, you know, get our best defensive lineup on the floor, our most athletic lineup, and obviously Steph and Jimmy, you know, handled the offensive side of the ball, but we had a lot of guys step up and make big plays. Al knocking down shots, JK with the steal, the layup, the big rebound down the stretch. So it was really fun to watch that group that's never played together close a game against one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, that's Steve Kerr talking about that lineup with I don't know who's playing too, Butler, Kuminga. Steve seemed to think Green and Horford are 4-5, so
yeah, right.
Maybe Kuminga's playing the two guard.
Mm-hmm.
Or Butler. Doesn't really matter.
How about this stat, Stoney?
Yep.
You tell me what you think, and this is a hellified company. So last night was the 42nd time that Curry scored 40 since turning 30. Can you think of the leader? It was his 42nd time scoring 40 since turning the age of 30.
Okay.
There's one more guy that's done it 44 times.
Kobe.
Jordan. That's a hell of a game. Mike Jordan, 44. But that's some hellified company, man.
Yeah. He's a good player.
Yeah. He's a great one. Yeah, the best shooter we've ever seen, right? Like, that was 9 years ago, we knew that.
Yeah, and there's no doubt.
Like, how could you guard that shot, the 34-footer one, when they were down 3 after Gordon hit what looked like, I think it was 26-7 on the clock? Like, Stoney, that was too far. Denver was like, I'm still eating my sandwich. It ain't time yet.
Well, they should have known.
Right.
I mean,
I hate to say it, but
the guy's been in the league 17 years. He can make 30-footers.
But to take it like a, just the guts of a cat burglar. One miss there and a rebound is like, oh, boy. It didn't happen. Bottoms. Man. The Bay, the Splash Brothers.
Guy's unreal.
Yeah. And I believe you believe that. That's what's so amazing about it. Like,
I'm telling you, I was close to playing the foul game. You may, you go up three with 25, the hell with it.
When you play
just
the Warriors.
Just start fouling the Warriors.
And is that any different than in baseball when an Ohtani or Bonds comes up in a situation? Like, oh, we're walking you. We ain't shame. We're walking you. It might blow up in our face, but you ain't beating us. Maybe exactly. That's what it would be equivalent to.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Best part about the Warriors start. What is it, Warrior fans? What's the best part so far about this 2-0 start for the Warriors? And you can take a pick of a few things, quite frankly. And why don't you head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate that.
How many did he have, Steiny? Oh, 8 free throws. I thought he might get there at the end, though. But Denver's long, man. 7-8.
Steiny here.
Steiny.
You're listening to Steiny.
Can we get one of the guys in studio? Damn.
Well, they're in Portland.
I just reached out to, in the future, Brownie Blends to get Dre to come in.
Dre's coming in.
You think so?
I told him. Coming in. We'll get him this year.
Oh, Brownie's his dude. They're family. Just pull up on us.
We go through the right channels. We go through the Warriors.
What I'm letting you know is my nickname is Remote. I have my own channel. Yeah, Dre. Kenny's coming. Ha ha.
We'll see. What's the best part about the Warriors 2-0 start, fans? The best part of this start for the Golden State Warriors.
You said Kuminga, and I was mad I didn't get there first, but that's a good answer. Shout out to Family Feud.
Yeah, and I'm lumping in the preseason, too, for Kuminga.
Because I tried to fight you on, because I thought it didn't mean anything. But yet I saw Richard and was excited. Go figure.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Sonny in San Jose. What's going on, Sonny? How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steiny.
Sure.
As always, you guys make my day.
Hey,
every
thanks,
day.
Sonny. Thank you.
I wanted to touch on what you guys were talking about a little bit earlier about JK and, you know, what's been the best part. I think Steiny, you know, completely on board with what you're saying about JK being, you know, if this is the player the Warriors are getting, what a steal of a contract for the next 2 years. And I mean, his development for the next 2 years, I think, is going to be a big part. And if he keeps playing this way, this is a win now situation, and he's going to be a win now player, which is I don't think anyone thought at 3 weeks ago. So that's been the best revelation for me. However, I do have a bone to pick with you, real quick, Steiny.
All right. Uh-oh.
Number 30, man. Number 30. I mean, you know, the things he's doing at this age and at 6'2". Did you guys know he had 15 fourth quarter points yesterday, and every single point came while they were trailing? So, you know, just seeing the things this guy's doing at age 37, I mean, if healthy, man, I don't know anyone beating this team, to be honest. So thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. But JK has been phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, good start. Good start for the whole team.
And it has never been, help me out, Steiny, about JK's talent. It's just about, you know, checking the boxes off on the to-do list for Steve Kerr and the rest of the gang. So that's what he's doing. And Steiny, I don't want to rob him of anything, because his mindset and his psyche to everything that went on in the offseason. So I don't dare want to cheapen what I'm saying by saying it's easy. But it was never about the gifts. It was just about him fitting in, and now he's doing that. And I got to just read this to you, Steiny. Jeb Bates on the YouTube chat, the best part about the 2-0 start, and I like this, Kerr's rotation.
What specifically?
No, they didn't put that.
That he's playing Will Richard as much as he is? That he
starting like Kuminga, or is that a byproduct of Moody being out? I'd like that could be a part of it. We don't, you know. But he told Will.
Well, he might just like
it.
He also might just like that. You know, the team that finished the game last night, and that's the first time we've seen that. So maybe that's what he's talking about. But this is Steph Curry. How's it feeling to be 2-0?
There's 80 games left, so you kind of understand. You don't want to get too ahead of yourself, but building blocks on an understanding of how to win, the selflessness of a team that can have 8 or 9 guys in a closing lineup, realistically. I was telling somebody, I don't think that closing lineup, Al, Jimmy, Draymond, JK, and myself had gotten any real reps in training camp. But when you understand who you're playing against and what it takes to win this particular game, the collective IQ and just toughness got us over the hump. So, great start. Haven't done anything yet, but we're building a winning mentality.
All right, Steiny, my guy was breathing heavy.
Washed.
Kitty. No, he put in work.
Did you see the post game? Oh,
no,
you were there.
Dude.
He was pretty tired when he was talking to
you know why, right?
Malika Andrews.
Why?
You know why?
He was
the first one to the podium.
Oh, man.
Apparently, he's changed his post-game routine.
Hey, I don't hate it.
Now, what do you mean?
Scott Osler wrote about it in the Chronicle. So, Curry was notorious for finishing a game, and then he worked, you know, a lot of guys lift after the games.
Before they go talk?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Or, you know, wind down or something, or go get an ice, whatever. Yeah. Curry was all, you always had to wait for Curry. And you couldn't leave because it was Curry. But now I guess he's going to the podium first and then working out. So, or doing what he's got to do.
I mean, shame on me, Steiny. 37 years old. He played 37 minutes, hoisted up 25 shots, 6 of 12 from deep, 42 points, 7 assists, 3 steals, 6 rebounds. I guess you deserve to breathe heavy.
This is from the YouTube chat, New Horizon Missionary Baptist Church.
Oh.
LMAO, why does Steiny keep moving the mic? Sit down, stand up, move the chair, LOL. Welcome to the chat. Welcome to the chat, New Horizon Missionary Baptist Church.
She said this, you got a tick.
Yeah.
You fidget.
Yes. Yes, I fidget.
But what happened if the mic couldn't move? What would you then do? Do you think about it, or would you have a ball in your hand?
I don't know what I would
you
do.
You always grab it like Elvis, ain't nothing but a hound dog.
So anyway,
we got a
church in the chat.
I don't know if I like that.
I make no judgment.
Yeah.
No judgment.
No, we look, come on.
What's the best part of this Warrior start?
Kaminga.
So you changing it?
No, I just like to know. So I'm going to stick with it to death, man. And I don't think it's going anywhere.
I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, they're feeling good about themselves right now. It seems like they got a good vibe going. It's early in the year.
Yeah.
But
I do got a question.
Start somewhere.
They got a back-to-back Monday and Tuesday. I believe it's L.A. and can you remember the other team off the top? It's the Clippers and... I'm just, man.
I should know that.
No, I should know it because I just looked at it. Kenny Grizzlies. Thank you. Memphis. Ja, where is Ja? Is this odd to have back-to-backs this fast, this quick?
Feels it. Feels a
like,
little.
Damn.
Feels a little quick.
What y'all doing?
At least the one next week is home and home.
Yeah.
So that's good.
The church said they listen to us every day.
Nice. Yep. Might want to. I'm looking for a new church.
Seriously?
I need to get something. I need more in my life.
Now, you can, and this is what I do, Snotty. Seriously, open your book at home and just church read.
The Bible?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I could. Probably have to buy one first. Right.
You might want to change it.
Hey, Steph, how was the defense against the Nuggets?
I mean, Aaron Gordon had an unbelievable night shooting the ball. So we tried to keep some size on him. And then, you know, Al, we've seen it again, you know, playing against him for years. He's pretty good switching 1 through 5. And so it allowed us a little bit more versatility on defense to just, you know, keep a man on the ball and not have to be in crazy rotations. Obviously, they scored some points. But then on the other end, we were just really decisive on getting to our spots. We only had 8 turnovers in a game, you know, overtime game. And so if you get shots up, you don't give, you know, a special team like Denver easy baskets in transition, then you give yourself a good chance.
Steph Curry talking about some of the problems guarding Denver. But they figured it out with a different lineup down the stretch, and they end up winning the ball game in overtime, 137-131.
And you know what, Stoney? I am moved that he said there's 80 more, so it's not like, and I'm definitely not saying print up the championship tickets, but the bottom line, my prediction was Western Conference Finals. But for him to say, you know what, 2-0 and get that question and basically say we got 80 more, he knows what it takes, and it'll be, you know, just how refreshed or how much energy and mileage they have or don't have on their bodies come April, man. Because if this keeps up, Steiner, you could give me 5 teams on paper, both conferences, especially with what I believe is going on in the East or not going on in the East with injuries. I mean, we got major action led by 2 dogs, 3 dogs with Draymond, but 2 closers in Jimmy Butler and Steph. And last night was Steph.
This is Draymond Green talking about the lineup with Kuminga and Horford and Curry, Butler and Green. And had Draymond ever thought of that?
I did think that was a possibility to be a closing lineup or a starting lineup or a middle of the game lineup. But I think what worked, you know, we had proper spacing. We were able to get a lot of stops. We switched a lot, you know, kept bodies on bodies. And then that group was really able to come up with the rebounds. You know, so down the stretch, they had 1 shot. If they didn't make it, we were off to the races. You know, so I think defensively it was really good for us. And then everybody just found the proper space and allow us to make the plays. And, you know, we made the plays down the stretch. And obviously Steph was incredible. Jimmy, made a couple of huge plays down the stretch, including a shot, Al, big shot. J.K. was hawking Murray still, you know. So that steal and finish he came up with was great. So we had, we was able to put it all together there at the end with that group.
All right, that's Draymond Green talking about that group. And that group in question is Curry, Kuminga, Butler, Green, and Horford. And the one thing I was thinking about, something you said earlier about size, and, you know, the Warriors still aren't a big team.
Yeah.
They're not. However.
Talk to me.
They can go with a big lineup. You know, the team with Durant wasn't a big team either. But when they played Durant at the four and Clay at the two, and they became a big, Iguodala was a big defender on the perimeter. So, like, if you have Steph out there and then you have Kuminga, he plays big if he's playing in the backcourt. Draymond always plays big for his size. Horford's now out there and he is a 7-footer. Yeah. So it's not a typical small ball lineup, because it just doesn't have that feel. But, like, they're big at virtually every position except point guard.
Mm-hmm. I peeked my head in Kerr pregames down, and he said he didn't matter where Kuminga played the three of the four as long as that group played consistent.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I like, the one thing I'm just curious about is why, you know, everybody's making reference to spacing and how the spacing was great. Why has it been such a change with spacing? That was the big bugaboo last year when Steve was talking about
playing those
three guys together. So I got to believe Horford is the reason. Maybe it's because when you have Post in there, yes, you can stretch the floor offensively, but defensively you can't switch everything. And that's got to be the reason, if I'm kind of thinking out loud. But it's a team that's, you know, that lineup has size at every position.
I like it.
Let's go to City Boy. What's up, City Boy? How you doing, man?
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm just so good today. Yeah, thanks.
Look at
him. I'm just so happy to have basketball back. And the chef was cooking. I mean, it. How lucky are we to have watched this guy's career? I mean, it's been such a just fun. It's like watching Joe Montana and Jerry Rice,
wow,
us Niner fans that go back a ways. You know, I mean, it's that good, and dare I say, maybe even better. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know, we were chatting up the season last week a little bit, leading up to it. And Matt, I don't know if you remember, we were talking, and I was advocating for this lineup that they closed with last night. And I think we both felt like we may not see that out of Kerr, because, you know, he discussed kind of the issues that he saw with playing those guys together. And to Steve's credit, you know, he said, to heck with it. Let's see it and see what happens. And boy, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to say they stumbled onto something, but I think this might be the lineup that carries them to the destination we're all hoping that they end up at the end of the season. You know, I mean, obviously they're going to be mix and matching all year. And boy, I mean, I feel kind of bad saying this, but Brandon Podziemski might just find his way to the bench and might be playing a lot less minutes, especially when Melton comes back. Because boy, he's been getting exposed this year. And I mean, you know, I'll say this for him: I think he's a solid, you know, 11th man. But I think the minutes he's been getting for the last year and a half, 2 years, I think we're going to see those minutes dwindle.
Wow,
so,
City Boy,
the Warriors, yeah. Yeah.
11th, man.
I mean, no. I'm saying I just feel like that train for some reason is picking up momentum, and you kind of just ended it with the last 2 years may have you here. I don't know, but if I had a dollar, Stoney, for everybody that's kind of saying that or predicting that, it's kind of and City Boy did it.
Yeah, if I, you know, it sounded pretty harsh though, City. Tell you the truth,
we said 11th man. That's about 10 minutes.
Huh?
8 to 11 minutes? Or you don't even get that as 11th man.
Probably.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
They not. Not a lot.
Well, his best thing is not defense, Pods. That's all.
No, he's a connector.
Yeah, he hit a three last night, though, Stani.
He hit two. And he can dunk. We know that.
But to City Boy's point, this is Barry Bonds, if
Pods
not greater.
Can dunk.
This is Joe Montana or Jerry Rice. This is Babe Ruth. This is Willie Mays. This is Muhammad Ali.
Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I think I know what's bugging me.
Oh, I have
for
one.
Later in the show.
All right. You want to preview it.
I am just off to the worst possible start in terms of my viewing of the Golden State Warriors. It's truly at an all-time.
You're not by yourself. This comes with what happened. Change. Change. Oh, change.
I'm flipping around
change.
Last night, and I can't
look
at it.
Game. And Pops called me because the game, Oklahoma, he didn't know he could get it on the Bay Area. Stani, he was panicked. Just deep breath.
Boy.
Let it rip.
Wait till I tell you.
You need my login?
I think I'm going to need
it. I got you.
I think I'm going to need it, and then I'll
you'll work from there. You'll work back.
Well, no, I'll pay. I'll split the subscription with you. What?
Stop.
If I'm going to use it, I'll make it up to you somehow. How about that? Let's go to Jock. Jock's on the 80. Wants to talk about Jonathan Kuminga.
Jock.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you know, let's talk about J.K. a little bit, because what I really want to emphasize is let J.K. start. I know Moody's supposed to come back tonight. I'm not sure if the lineup is out yet or not, But Jonathan Kuminga needs to start for his confidence, for his energy, for this team. He has to start. He has the most juice, the most athleticism on this team, and that's what we really are missing. That's what we saw in that Minnesota series that had everybody so excited. It wasn't the scoring. It was that he can keep up with the young guys. You got all those older guys out there. You need Kuminga to provide that spark, provide that energy, provide that juice. And if he's going to continue to do what he did these last two games and rebound, get in there, get scrappy, be physical, he's better than Moody. He's a better player in general than
right.
Moody.
Yeah.
Moody's gonna have his spot on the team. Moody should take those pause minutes off the bench, to be honest, because he's longer, he's a better shooter and a better defender, and he can still be a connector. Because what the last caller said, pause, he probably is right. As the season goes along, you're going to see pause minutes decline because you got Melton coming back. You got Moody. They kind of do better things than what Paz does at his spot. So, you know, regardless, Kuminga needs to start and he needs to finish.
He is
your third best player.
Yep.
He's your third best player, and you can't deny that. Stop trying to act like he's not because he doesn't do what he wants you to do. He is your third best player, and you have to just continue to give him the confidence to do that. So that's my message to Steve Kerr and the Warriors. When that lineup comes out tonight, Kuminga better be in that starting rotation.
And I 100% support. What do they do in politics? Support this call, Stoney, because that's how I feel. But he's got to play the game, and he's got to prove to the coach that he's went to the lab. And last night they were talking about everything he did in the summer, and I was just saying to myself, did he really improve, or did he already have it? It's just a mindset. But what if I did this to you right now? Going back to City Boy and the pods hate. Stoney, I know where it's come from. You thought when he made those comments about the keys, things like that in life make people, they turn, I'm not saying it's right or warranted, but sometimes when you think higher of yourself, you can rub people the wrong way or your words can get misconstrued. And the people that used to root for you now look at you side eye. And I feel like Pod saying he wanted the keys. There were some Warrior fans saying you need to go to the lab, then do the verbal gymnastics later. But to his point and his prerogative, he did it. And I'm just telling you, Stoney, I feel like there's a switch. Because he ain't playing bad. He ain't never been a good defender. But you tell me why all of a sudden we're fielding calls to where people are talking about his time is the minutes are going to go somewhere else. Just a thought. When you say, I want the keys, you're putting yourself up in a category with the goats, and, you know, you're barely on the farm. Just a thought.
I mean, he played 35 minutes last night. I mean,
dude, I think he played more than that. Go ahead.
30 plus, I think, on the
34 last night,
the opening night. Uh-huh. So,
and he was 4-9.
And let's not forget that the organization likes him. They do like him, and they've made that clear. So we'll
now, can you expand on that? They like how he plays.
Kerr loves him.
Yeah,
I mean.
Because of how he plays.
Yeah. Like, he's one of Kerr's favorites.
My point is, because
this
of basketball.
Guy's a hell of a player.
This guy is a ball player.
He's earned that from Kerr from basketball, nothing else. And that's why, I'm just, taking a swing at it. Because I used to work with people, Stoney. They'd be the boss like him better than others. And, they like him because he brings, But Pod's earned it, man. He took a charge. What about Brown? He ran right. Dude, you know he's taking the charge? Damn.
Denver will get better.
Cam Johnson was not good.
So oh, was he was the Warriors' savior last year. We need Cam Johnson. Cam Johnson.
He could play, but that's Willard's dude.
So many people liked him.
Yeah, no, I like him. He just didn't have a good game last night.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see AJ, Scott, Jay. I'll get to all of you on the other side. That segment was brought to you by Moderna. And don't forget to tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.